Good day, students. Welcome to economics class. My name is Mr. Chimeze Ehilegu, teaching at All Saints Secondary School, Oyibo, River State. This class is for SS2. Today's topic is inflation and deflation. Inflation and deflation. Before I continue, I have some admonitions for you. I wouldn't know how many of you are really reading the various topics I'm dishing out to you based on the fact that few of you are throwing back questions on the topics treated. And besides, I suspect that majority of you are copying verbatim from the textbooks. My advice is that you should look for a quiet place in your house and listen attentively to the audio clips, or rather, take your textbook and read the various topics you have treated. Close the textbooks and ask yourself some questions about what you've just read. This is what studying is all about. Now, get your pen and notebook and let us learn a bit. As I said earlier, today's topic is inflation and deflation for SS2 class. Let us quickly take a look at the objectives of this lesson. 1. Meaning of inflation and types of inflation. 2. Causes of inflation, effects and control of inflation. 3. We will also discuss Nigeria's inflationary experience and the various control measures adopted by the government. 4. Definition of deflation. And 5. The causes, effects and control of deflation. Okay. The first one, that is the meaning of inflation and types of inflation. Inflation refers to a persistent rise in the general price level of goods and services. Inflation occurs when there is too much money in circulation, chasing fewer goods. It could also be expressed as excessive aggregate demand over aggregate supply, which forces up price. Technically, it is defined as a general rise in price level. That is, it has to be sustained over a fairly long period of time, and not a reflection of real factors. So for inflation to exist, you must bear in mind the following points. 1. A rise in prices in all sectors of the economy. That is, there should be general rise in price, and this suggests that isolated price rise is not inflation. What I mean here is that you just don't say that because of the fact that the price of bread increased, or rather the price of tomatoes increased only, you then call it inflation. No. Inflation cuts across the different goods and services. There must be increase in prices of different goods and services available in the country. Secondly, another point you should bear in mind about inflation is that price increase must be sustained over a long period of time. This is to differentiate it from seasonal product price fluctuations. Seasonal product price fluctuations, which are not inflation. Thirdly, when a price rise is due to improved factor inputs, then the price rise merely reflects the enhanced quality and not inflation. So during inflation, There is too much money in circulation and fewer goods and services, and this forces prices to increase, and then the value of money falls. Types of inflation. A. Demand pull inflation. This type of inflation emanates from excess of demand over supply. If the demand for goods and services increases considerably without a corresponding increase in the supply, prices will increase. Factors responsible for this type of inflation may be due to population increase in workers' salaries and wages. B. Cost push inflation. Whereas the causes of the demand pull type of inflation are attributable to consumers, etc., the causes of this type of inflation are cost-oriented. This occurs when there is increases in cost of production or cost of acquiring the factors of production, or maybe pay rise to workers in the country, or rather the cost of capital and land, which may also increase generally, and this force producers to pass part of the higher costs to consumers in the form of higher prices in order to maintain their profit margins. If the price increase persists, inflation occurs. We may trace this type of inflation to the activities of powerful trade unions, strong employers' associations, and oligopolistic or monopolistic business enterprises in wages and price fixing. C. Persistent or creeping inflation. This is when there is a slow but steady rise in the volume of purchasing power and fall in supply of goods and services. Prices are constantly and steadily rising. D. Galloping or runaway or hyperinflation. This is characterized with sharp price increases of goods and services at a fast rate caused by excessive money supply, poor economic policies, or war, or budget deficit, etc. E, that is another problem of the types of inflation that we have. That's mild inflation. As the name suggests, this is a tolerable level of inflation. This level of inflation is desirable as it induces increased level of investment and employment. Now let's go to objective two, which is causes of inflation. A. Excessive deficit financing and rapidly increasing government expenditure. If government spends more money than it receives through tax and other sources without necessary complementary fiscal and monetary policies to forestall inflation, this will give rise to inflation due to excessive deficit financing. B. Excessive bank lending. Excessive creation of bank credits increases the supply of money, and if this is not matched by increased supply of commodities, prices will rise. If it persists, inflation will result. C. Increase in demand. increase in demand. When this is greater than supply, it results in inflation. D. Increases in wages and salaries of workers. Increases in wages and salaries of workers. Trade unions are on a constant fight for increased wages and salaries. So many wage review commissions have been set up. In Nigeria, for instance, the salary of workers has been on a constant increase due to the influence of the various trade unions. Salary review commissions, such as those of Adebo, Udoji, etc., have recommended salary increases. And in most cases, the higher wages are not matched by increased production of goods and services. E. Don't forget, we are still on the causes of inflation. E now, higher cost of production. Higher cost of production. The prices paid by producers for labor, land, and capital goods have been on the increase. They pay more wages, rent, and interest. So they therefore increase the prices of their goods and services in order to maintain their profit margins, and inflation occurs. Other causes of inflation in Nigeria are what we refer to as imported inflation or importation of inputs, corrupt over-invoicing of purchases, corrupt over-invoicing of purchases, restrictive foreign trade policies, restrictive foreign trade policies, and production bottlenecks, etc. Let's go to the effects of inflation. What are the effects of inflation? Inflation has both positive and negative effects. Let's look at the positive or desirable effects of inflation. 1. Inflation leads to increased earnings and higher profits on the part of businessmen. Increased earnings and higher profits on the part of businessmen. This is because of the increase in prices of their goods and services. They earn higher revenue, given that wages and other costs are still lagging behind price increases. 2. There will be increased investment. The higher profits made by businessmen encourage them to increase the level of investment, with certain positive effects on the economy. 3. Debtors gain. That is, during the inflation, debtors gain during inflation, especially this is the positive aspect of the inflation. So during inflation, debtors gain because there's too much money in circulation, and this will enable them to pay their debts with ease. 4. There will be increased employment. Increased employment. With increased level of investment, there will be creation of more employment opportunities. There are other positive effects of inflation, such as the reduction of the burden of the national debt, etc. Now let's look at the negative effects of inflation. Those ones we just saw now are the positive effects of inflation. Now the negative effects of inflation. 1. It reduces one's purchasing power. It reduces one's purchasing power. Those on fixed income will be at a disadvantage, as inflation will erode and reduce their purchasing power. 2. Creditors lose during inflation. Lenders and those who receive fixed payments, that is, rent and interest on their assets, lose. This is because the value of the money which they receive will be less than they were receiving before inflation. Lending may therefore be discouraged. 3. It discourages savings and leads to fall in the standard of living. It discourages savings and leads to fall in the standard of living. Since salary earners, they spend their money on costly goods and services. So these are some of the negative effects of inflation, since we have already seen the positive aspects of inflation. Now, the next one is the control of inflation. Control of inflation. The control of inflation is grouped into the use of fiscal policy, monetary policy, and fiscal control. Number one, the use of a fiscal policy. The use of a fiscal policy. Fiscal is spelled as F I S C A L. Fiscal. F I S C A L. A fiscal policy involves the use of government tax or income and expenditure policies to regulate the economy. It includes increasing personal income tax to reduce purchasing power, or a reduction in import duties to reduce the cost of production. The government could also increase its borrowing from the public and at the same time spend less of its revenue. This could be done by issuing government securities like bonds, stocks, and treasury bills. On the side of expenditure, inflation could be controlled by a deliberate reduction of government expenditure and use of the budget surplus. Number two, the use of monetary policy. The use of monetary policy to control inflation. The use of monetary policy tries to control the availability and use of credit. This type of policy is used by the central bank to reduce lending by commercial banks, thereby reducing the amount of money in circulation. A monetary policy which reduces the supply of money involves the use of open market operations, OMO, increasing bank rate, increasing the cash deposit ratio, the use of special deposits, the use of directives, moral suasion, and funding, etc., in order to reduce money supply. So if inflation is to be checked, the central bank will use a restrictive monetary policy. Restrictive monetary policy. Number three of the control of inflation. Fiscal is spelled P-H-Y-S-I-C-A-L. P-H-Y-S-I-C-A-L. This involves the following measures. A. Inflation can be checked through the policy of a wage freeze. Wage freeze. The government will place an embargo on calls for increased wages and salaries, and strikes may be banned also. B. Rationing. Rationing. Scarce commodities can be rationed among consumers to prevent excessive effective demand. C. Price control. Price control. Government may use an effective price control method which fixes the maximum prices of goods and services in order to control the inflation. So we have looked at the major ways by which we may control, the government may control inflation. And as I said earlier, they are fiscal policy, monetary policy and fiscal policy. Now, I'm sure you've not forgotten about price legislation or price control, which is the minimum and maximum price control, which you learned in your previous lesson in first term. All the solutions above tries to look at the demand problem associated with inflation. Now, the supply side or supply problem could be tackled through the following ways. What I'm trying to say in essence is that in order to control the demand side of inflation, all those ones that I've just mentioned, like the use of fiscal policy, monetary policy, and fiscal control, may be used. But when you come to the supply side or the supply problem being under the inflation, we may introduce some of these. One is the government could encourage agricultural production by providing subsidies to farmers. Two, the government could also stimulate increased production in industry by entering directly into production on their own. Or she may have a joint partnership with private investors. The government should also ensure necessary inputs and infrastructural facilities to increase the level of production in industries. Three, the government could also improve on the transportation system and also reduce the number of middlemen. Objective three, inflation, the Nigerian experience. The Nigerian experience. Inflation has been a major problem facing Nigeria right from the period of civil war between 1966 to 1970. Before this time, the Nigerian economy was in steady growth. And one thing, however, is that the level of price inflation has posed some problems to the citizens' standard of living. It had been noted that even between 1961 and 1968, inflation in Nigeria was characterized by single digits, that is, from 0 to 9, with a high value of 9.7% in 1969. It has been climbing since, and from 2017, the inflationary rate was 16.5%. In 2018, it was 12.09%. In 2019, 11.4%. And this year, 2020, especially in February, it was 12.20%. And in any case, inflation has been controlled by successive governments, but it has not yet been eliminated. The next lesson outline is deflation. Deflation. What is deflation? Deflation may be defined as a continuous or persistent fall in the general price level of most goods and services as a result of decrease in the volume of money in circulation. Since prices fall, the value of money rises during deflation. A given sum of money purchases more goods and services. Deflation is the opposite of inflation. A period of falling prices deliberately caused by the government is known as disinflation. Disinflation. I want students to tell me why we don't have types of deflation as we had under inflation. Lesson outline 5. Causes of deflation. Causes of deflation. 1. Excessive use of budget surplus. Excessive use of budget surplus. If the government continuously reduces its spending relative to its revenue, this will reduce the amount of money in circulation, and this may lead to a fall in prices. When we talk about budget surplus, here we mean that the government wants to reduce spending so that the income it generates during that year will be more. That's just what that place is talking about. 2. Excessive supply over demand. excessive supply over demand. Deflation usually occurs during trade depressions when demand is at a low ebb. That is, when total demand falls, producers are forced to sell their goods and services at continuously falling prices. 3. Don't forget, we are looking at the causes of deflation. Restriction on bank lending. Restriction on bank lending. This reduces the money supply, and if this is great, the total amount of money in circulation will be drastically reduced, and this will now lead to money chasing plenty of goods. 4. Excessive use of fiscal measures by government. Excessive use of fiscal measures by government. For example, prohibitive income taxation, which reduces disposable incomes, may reduce people's effective demand for goods, which could lead to lower prices. Effects of deflation. Effects of deflation. Since deflation is the opposite of inflation, then its effects are almost the direct opposite of those of inflation. Effects of deflation are: A. Decline in profits because of low volume of money in circulation. B. There will be increased unemployment caused by low investment. C. Creditors or lenders gain at the expense of borrowers because money has added value during deflation. D. During deflation, people on fixed income gain, that is, pensioners and wage earners. E. Deflation also encourages savings. This is because the value of money increases during deflation. The last lesson objective that we have here is the control of deflation. What are the ways by which deflation may be controlled? Ways by which deflation may be controlled. 1. The adoption of an expansionary monetary policy by the central government. Adoption of an expansionary monetary policy by the central bank. And this includes the reduction of bank rates, cash deposit ratio, etc. Such measures encourage people and businessmen to borrow money from commercial banks, and it makes it easier for commercial banks to lend money. This increases the supply of money, and excess deflation will be reduced. 2. The use of deficit financing by the government. This means that the government may increase its expenditure relative to its revenue. Also, the central bank will print more money to finance increased government expenditure. 3. The government could also reduce taxation on incomes, and this helps the disposable income, i.e. the personal income of people, will be increased, and invariably leading to increase in their purchasing power. 4. A fiscal measure of controlling deflation is to increase the wages and salaries of workers. That is, increment in the wages and salaries of workers. This will increase their purchasing power and subsequently their demand for goods and services. Okay, students, let's stop here for today. But before I go, let me give you your assignment. Every one of you must make sure you submit on time. Assignment. 1A, what is demand pull inflation? What is demand pull inflation? B, why is price control not suitable for checking this type of inflation? Why is price control not suitable for checking this type of inflation? 2, describe the problems connected with the control of prices by legislation. 3. What are the effects of a rapid rate of inflation on A. government budgets, B. debtors, C. wage earners? 4. Inflation in a developing country will not occur without an increase in the quantity of money. Discuss. That is, you have to discuss this particular one, that inflation in a developing country will not occur without an increase in the quantity of money. You should discuss that particular one. Now, no, student, I have decided not to give you any direct questions again because you people copy. So I want you to concentrate and do a brain work for me. Thank you. Bye.